The most professional podcast in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Rust.
Let me do it.
Bro, I was actually listening to you thinking you
All right, okay. Let me do the intros. Oh, you guys are gonna introduce yourself, all right? Intro, say whatever you want about yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Rats and Vegans. Thank you. What do we usually say, Paul?
You want me to do it?
Yeah, please. Yeah, help me out. Thank you to the people that be with us, and people that are joining us, like and subscribe. I'm just playing. I don't even know what to do.
What Miracle said, except for the part where we go, for the people that are joining us for the first time, welcome to the Pekins family.
Yes, that.
Thank you. And for those of you guys that have been with us for a very long time, we rock with you still. We appreciate the love and the support.
Oh. Paul, why do you sound so professional? What's wrong? Is it just the glasses or something?
Like, it's the glasses, bro.
You sound too real.
This is my first time on this podcast with glasses on, bro.
Sounds like you're coming in jokes around you. I'm a bit scared. On this episode, another episode with our best in Bomb. He's a bomb.
Let's guys, we fired him, by the way.
Every episode that we have without him, we gotta keep grind on the roast of best. The grind on the roast for today is Bum. B-U-M. Bestin.
Bro, pause, man. No.
You're gonna talk about don't Bestin. Finish that.
Don't try to make that. It like an acronym. No, I'm not gonna talk about Bestin. Chill. Anyways, let's just get past it. Let's just move past it. Just, you know what? Bestin is not here. Yay. Next on the list is we're gonna welcome our guests. To my right, we have Ethan, and to my right, we have Maddie. She's a little farther to my right. Like, you're my slappable right. She's like my leg reachable right, I'd say.
What a description.
Like, distance from me. Like, if I wanted to reach my hand and get to you, I'd have to, like, use, like, bro, like connect my two.
You could just say she's beside Ethan.
Huh? It's to Ethan's right.
Well, I'm going to let them intro themselves. I mean, we've had Ethan, like...
Ethan has been here, like, on episode 6 or 10 or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't remember, but I think around that.
Last time I was on this podcast, we were drinking, so this time we're sober.
Okay,
that's true. We're drinking water.
Yeah, we got real Canadian water.
Yes,
none of that fake Canadian water.
Yeah, that is fact. None of that. Nestle, what is it called? Hey, you never know. Nestle or whatever. Maybe I should not. I shouldn't say anything. Might be sponsored by them one day. So. Maddie is also on that side.
Oh, yes. Hi, my name is Maddie.
There we go.
This is my first time.
There we go. She's a ransom. Ooh, that was about to be wrong. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Let's move on from that. Should I say it?
Hey, go for it, bro.
I was going to say she's a... the ransom biggest first timer. Ransom biggest first...
Huh? You can't even get that out, bro. How old are you?
Let's just move on. What? Move on. I was gonna say Rats virgin. And Pregnant's Virgin.
Oh, that's I am, yeah.
Yes, yeah, like first timer. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you great.
Thank you very much. This is hard work right here. I'm putting in the work.
Miracle, you're doing fantastic, bro.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank you.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you appreciating me. Let's move on.
Anyways, before we start, obviously, because you guys did the introduction, you gotta let the people know what y'all do. You know, like, are you guys in school? Are y'all working? What's going on? What's going on in your lives?
Like, in terms of, you know, sort of out of school, because I feel like nobody wants to hear about political studies.
Hey, I do. I want to know.
Do you? Well, we can talk about that later.
You never know, bro. People listen from all over the world now. You know,
I wanted to.
We got 2% from China.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I want to talk to them about politics, but that's okay. That's okay.
Hey, you never know. They might be interested.
Yeah.
Information is key.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are getting, like, they might be getting desensitized from information and getting censored, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
they might not be knowing what's going on in the world like we do. I mean, I'm not knowing a lot of the things that are going on in the world either. So, but you know, information is key. It's good to know things. So, you know, I used to come to Ethan a lot. I mean, not a lot, but during the time for voting, I mean, I ended up not voting at the end of the day. But that's because that was because it was there was a clash between like working for the electoral thing and voting. So I couldn't really do both at the same time. So they were like, yeah, it's all right. Don't vote. Your vote doesn't really count either ways. Just kidding. Didn't say that, but it's kind of what they implied. You could just give me free time off.
So, Ethan, outside of school, like, what'd you do?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that just like Maddie, I'm trying to pick up the multi-event. But it's hard. It's very hard. And my body is constantly sore. Like, I almost thought my arm came out of my socket earlier today because I messed up a shot put.
Bro.
like I felt pain, like, basically all the way down to, like, the middle of my hand here. And I was like, oh, no.
Sounds like something.
Are you going to do, like, javelin?
Yeah, I did that one already.
That one is fun. Javelin's fun. That's the only sport I did in high school. I mean, I like doing because I didn't need to run. Mm. This guy walked in and said that he's going to run a 1500, bro.
I didn't say I was going to.
That's what I heard.
What did you say there?
What did you say?
Miracle said, you're going to run the 1500, bro? And then Maddie was like, you're going to run the 1500, bro? And I was like, I guess so.
I guess so. So I was like, yeah, you're doing it.
Indoors 1K, 5 laps around the track.
He sounds really excited.
Have you ever done that
before? It's just like a warm-up lap, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But listen. I haven't been running in a very long time, so like just hearing high numbers like that is terrifying to me. I try to start running again. I run 1 kilometer, I almost passed
that. Well, that's what it is. Like, and it's because it's not like it's like I just said, it's like a warm-up lap, but like that's the last event, right?
Yes.
Like, it's the last event of like a weekend full of like doing all sorts of athletic activities. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what I'll be like too.
we be needing your asthma inhaler, like,
exactly.
Because like that's what Paul needs when he runs or runs 2 miles. Let's go,
bro. 2 days after, I had to go to emergency.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead ass, bro. Listen, actually, the doctor said that because I was doing a lot of sports in high school, apparently I built up a tolerance to it, and when COVID started, I stopped doing sports. Right, so my asthma is like acting up now. And just doing like a little bit of, I have sport-induced asthma, so
right,
being a little bit of activity, it's like, it's not good for me. So
I had to go,
I was scared, man. They took like x-ray and everything. My lungs are fine. Everything is fine. It's just that when I was having a hard time breathing, I panicked, bro. Cause I was like, yo, this has never been this worse before. And it turns out I might've had a little panic attack.
Just a smidge.
Just a little bit. But after she told me that, I was chill. I was cool.
Yeah.
That's how I feel every summer when we try to play soccer. 5 minutes on the field, I'm... that's how it is, though. Like, air does not come in. When you have asthma, air, especially exercise induced, I also have it. Just, it's a weird feeling sometimes. Just like, I can play like sports. I can do track and stuff. But then I try to play basketball for 2 minutes. It's ridiculous. It's just over for me. Like, if I don't have an inhaler, it's gonna be a rough day.
In football, I used to tell, like, when I'll tackle someone and then I stand up and then they ask me, are you good? Like, what's going on? I was like, it's my mouth guard. It's not in properly because I can't tell them I'm having a hard time breathing because he's my opponent, right?
He's gonna go to QB
and be like, hey, throw me the ball. The guy ain't ready for me. So I was like, nah, it's my mouth guard. I'm cool. And then when they walk away, I have to take it off and start taking like deep breath. It was crazy.
Well, I mean, like, even like doing track, like I've seen some like crazy injuries that I've never seen playing any other sport. Like I played hockey and football for like 7 years each.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen, bro, like what it was like 2 weeks ago, some kid like ripped his Achilles up. Like I was sitting there.
It was
a shock to me, bro. Like I was,
damn.
I don't know. Like, I was taken aback. Like, I almost had to, like, sit down for, like a couple hours after that. Because that was wild. And I've never seen that before. But that just goes to show that, like, track is tough on the body. Man.
It is.
Like,
and people kind of really underestimate the track. Because I've never had a serious injury until I started doing track. I ain't saying don't do track. That's not what I'm saying here. But I'm saying you got to take care of your body. Because I was doing a triple jump. And I remember G telling me, on my last jump, he's like, this is, you don't have to do the last one. And I was like, you know what, let me do it. It's the last one, you know, it's the last one. I go, you know, triple jump, how you do like one turn, I do one right. turn, and then I go for the other one. When I landed, my ankle just twisted like this, bro. Ooh. And then I fell. I fell down. I woke up the next day. I couldn't walk. Last week.
What happened to Jabba?
I was literally just blocking and I fell. Like, not even running, just standing and tried to like take a step and I like rolled my ankle and fell. And I look around and Ethan's like, nobody else saw it. I was like, whoop.
Just walk it.
What?
You're just walking. Just like.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it was unfortunate.
I know that feeling. Honestly, just track is just too much sometimes. I feel that. It's like, I mean, I've been talking about injuries too much, so I don't want to talk about it anymore at this point. I'm done with it. It's been a year. Just
the people I've been following your journey to recovery.
Bro, I've been talking about podcasts. I'm like, oh yeah, in 2 weeks I'm gonna compete. I'm feeling great.
Two weeks comes.
We didn't compete. The week passed. We're looking forward to another week where we might do something. It's just frankly, it is. And running is hard. It's difficult.
It's fun though.
Hella fun.
I think so. But difficult too. Like, run the 200 and like you can move.
You know what? Actually, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if it's just runner's high, but like when I get to like the top speed, like after you push and you get out and you get to that top speed and you feel like the wind like moving over your body, like I swear, like if I could just stay there, yeah, forever, like that would be like a perfect existence to have. Like I wouldn't want to like sit down or do nothing else. Like that would just be nice.
Bro, I'm sorry, I can't relate to that.
Paul does run as low.
I only have a dry face, bro. As soon as I go up, the wind hits me in the face and the I can't move anymore. But man. Hey, that must be a good feeling. you know what I'm saying?
It was a good thing you weren't there in that -7, bro. Oh.
This is why you don't play with weather. You just don't fuck with her. She's ruthless. -7 and people are coming out to compete.
Y'all were running at -7.
I did -7 wind. The wind was insane and it was cold. Rained. Like, it was a disgusting meet to be at. And people showed up, like, they worked hard, showed up. People got their injuries and things.
Damn, that's crazy.
Imagine how you feel.
I gotta know for Ethan and Madden, like, what has been, like, the biggest challenge for you guys when it comes to, like, track?
Why just track? Like, period, in general.
It can be in general, but we're talking about track right now, man.
Nah, I don't want to talk about track anymore. Let's move on from this shit.
We're here. You might as well stay here for a little while.
No, but I don't want to stay here.
Let me rephrase that. What has been the biggest challenge, I guess, in life?
In life?
No, this week even. No, life is rough. Life is challenges every day. So let's start with this week. Like, you know?
Biggest challenge this week. It's only Monday.
Exactly.
What to be your biggest challenge today? Let me know.
Yeah, well, I did have to get gas today. That was a pretty big challenge on my wallet, to be honest.
Bro, looking at gas prices, it's an Boyda, just tell me, what is happening? Why is gas prices keep going up and down and up and up and up?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that down part. I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Look, there was a week it dropped by like 60 cents, I think. And then it went back up straight.
How much is
60 cents, bro?
Sorry, wait, no, I said 60 cents.
You
meant 6?
Yeah, 0.6, something like that. Okay. Yeah.
How much is gas right now?
Well, when I filled up.
Maddie, no. How do you not know how much gas is?
No.
Oh. Hey, she pulls out to the gas station and just, hey, give me a full tank. I'm going to go pay.
She give me a full chai premium. Bro, I was talking to her today and she was like, yeah, okay, we're going to go to Sask. I was like, oh yeah, gas is going to be expensive to go to Sask. And then she was like, yeah, it's not going to be that much expensive. I only use premium gas. I'm like, wait, what?
What
car is your car? Does your car ask for caviar too? Like, does you want to eat at a high end steak restaurant? Like, gas, what damn. Kind of water? What? Does your car walk on water? Like, I want to understand.
I don't really know how it works. I just know that I have to use premium, so I do.
Oh, well, Adam's car is like a hybrid, right? Is your car a hybrid?
I don't know.
No.
Bro, stop asking difficult questions. Ask simple questions. Does your car move on four wheels?
Yeah.
It turns on, it gets in drive, and it moves. That's all we need to know.
But no, yeah, Adam's car is a hybrid, so that's why he only can put premium gas in it.
Wow.
What is a hybrid?
That's like part electric, part gas vehicle.
That's to be efficient.
Do you guys think it's cheaper to have a hybrid than like just, I guess full-on gas vehicle.
If you got to fill it with premium, bro, I don't know.
I also think about the fact that, but like in the long run, like, you know how much gas the car actually takes. It doesn't use as much as most cars do too. Like I was talking to him at some point and it was like, yeah, his car uses like way less. I say way less, but I don't know what the actual average is. But his car tends to use less than the average car does, like use up gas. So it might not be as far or as expensive as we think, like compared to your broke people that use what do you all use again? Regular, right, Maddie?
I don't know how to pump gas, to be honest.
Jesus.
No, I go to the ones where they do it for you, or I go to my dad takes me to Costco.
That's a smooth move, actually. Costco's the place to get gas, yeah, to be
Costco
honest.
Costco is
like, yeah, how much, what's more the cheaper discount though? Is like 10% off whatever the normal price is. Don't quote me on that. Y'all be going out buying Costco memberships based on that information.
No, but I know it's cheaper because when we went to, what was it, Alberta, like, yeah, that's where we're going. It was like, at the time, it was like a 42 or something. But when you go to Costco, it was like a 32. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and they lose money on that. But So get your gas at Costco.
We save money,
exactly.
They lose money. That's their problem, not us.
But you also pay like a monthly premium or something to use Costco. So I'm guessing the membership covers for part of it.
I thought it was yearly. I mean, I don't have a Costco.
It might be yearly, yeah. I might be wrong.
Yeah, Maddie, how often you have to buy a Costco membership?
I don't know. I don't have one. I just let my parents do it for me.
How long does it take you to plan like your outfits for like a day in general?
Oh, it depends on the day, I guess. I'll look at the weather and then I'll like open my drawers and put something together. I want to say at least 10 minutes I spend getting dressed, though.
Why are you always color coded? Like, no, that's why.
Why?
That's why I'm asking. Just because you've always got like the same thing on, top to bottom.
Mm. Look good, feel good.
I mean, Paul, you look decent.
Bro, I'm talking about the color. What are you talking here? Have you seen my shoes? Ugh. Anyways, it's about Maddie right now. Let's return to her.
I don't know. I just started with the track outfits, and then I feel like, once it was expected, I just kept doing it, and now it's my thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I always have to be matching at practice, so.
Yeah, you gotta let the people have what they want.
that is facts.
Are you gonna do? I think G usually do like November, like no, he wears sweats all month.
Oh no, G's November.
Yeah, are you gonna hop on that? Like, same color, something along that line. I don't know.
I could.
Okay. People, y'all requested.
She's clearly telling you she has too many clothes, clearly. Boy, that's probably got like eight shirts I've seen him wear. Maybe nine.
Yeah, that's facts. I probably wear like... I think I probably have like six shirts that I would actually wear.
Yeah, I think I've seen probably...
one for every practice of the week.
Six.
Well, no, that's all you need. Like six workout shirts and maybe like four actual t-shirts that I would actually like wear out of my closet.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then like, I actually only have two pairs of jeans that are actually like clean.
And now your size. I was going to say your size.
Well, no, because like one of them actually, like a pen, it's a really nice pair, actually. I should get it clean, but like a pen exploded in like the pocket there. And then like the ink like leaked all the way down. And so it made
a big mess. It's a design.
No, but it's all on the inside. So if I go and I wash them, then it's going to get on all the other clothes.
Oh, and get on all the
now, way. Back in Africa, we wash by hand.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
We know you have a different complexion and skin, but we can teach you the ways.
Yeah.
It's a good question. What's the most like ridiculous thing you've done to impress a girl or a guy or a girl too? I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm trying to think.
It is a very good question.
I just like it just kind of came into my mind. I'm trying to think what's the most ridiculous thing I've done. I used to do embarrassing shit when I was much younger. It was ridiculous.
I'd actually have to agree. I did too.
Like, I don't know. Cause like,
or the most recent one you can remember.
The most recent like dumb thing
that you can remember.
Mm-hmm. Most recent dumb thing. I don't know. You don't have to come back to me, bro.
Exactly. I'm trying to come back to myself. Like I'm trying to stop myself. But I can't. Man, my mind is just roaming blank.
Cause like the only thing that's coming to my head is like things that other people have done to impress me, but I don't want to let us see it.
Let us see it. Is it NSFW?
Whoa, I'm brother.
Okay, if it's not, let's see it. Just go for it. Let's hear it.
No. But like,
would they know?
They will know. Yeah. Well, no, I'll say it and you guys will know exactly what I'm talking about away. So
some people are pretty ridiculous that we know. So I wouldn't put it past some people. Yeah. Okay.
But like, yeah, like I feel like,
I've just done the basics.
Like what?
Like the Snapchat story when you're looking good. You know, nothing crazy.
Like are you one of those that...
Like yourself?
Yeah, you'll put like yourself and then like the person you're trying to impress on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that I've done too, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
No, like they create a private story and then they add the guy.
Oh my gosh.
And then add the guy that they're trying to impress on the private story.
Is that a thing?
Ladies be doing that. Like,
holy shit.
Like added multiple people to a private story though. But now I don't have a private story because like it was good.
No, she added her booty call. So I'm just like,
wow.
I used to like, that is funny. Go out with my friends drinking, and then I would post a lot of rowdy stories. So I was like, hey, no, I just need to like stop Snapchat.
Yeah. Mine is just a wild one, bro. She's just peaked from like, yeah, nope, let's just keep moving.
Like, I think I back in high school, I pretended that I could draw. Like, I don't know if any of y'all could like have ever seen my handwriting, but like, if you've ever seen me like
Rivals write, Bestens, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like yeah. My hand just doesn't line up with my brain when I'm on to move my hand.
He writes.
So.
I think sometimes in a previous life he was left-handed. Like he writes like he's left-handed with his right hand. Just like how I write with my left hand is just ridiculous.
So did you try to draw the girl?
No. Well, what happened was that like she would bring me like into art class in high school, right? Because like the art teacher was chill, so we used to just go in there. And then like I never drew in there for the longest time. And then one day she told us like, "Oh yeah, just draw something." And I was like, "No, yeah. this is the end of the bluff for me." And so I draw this like hideous portrait, like not of her, but I think it was just like one of the model pictures that they had up there, and she was like, "You lying about that?" And I was like, "Yep." So yeah, that's probably one of the dumber things. But
yo, now that we're talking about drawing, honestly, I've been thinking, I can't really think of something crazy that I've done to impress a girl, but one thing I can recall after talking about the drawing is there's this girl I was dating, and then she was always complaining that I keep forgetting our 1 month anniversary. Like, I don't know why people care about that shit.
How many 1 month anniversaries did you guys do?
Anyways, we won't be getting there, bro. But like in my head, I was like, it's not significant enough for me to remember. But I was like, okay, just to make her happy when it's 6 months, you know, I planned everything out. I was going to draw her. I'm okay at drawing. You know, I actually started learning how to do shadowing and all that stuff. Right, and then we ended up breaking before that happened. We broke up before that happened. Nice. Yo, I recently updated my phone because for the past like 3 years, my phone was like, "You haven't updated your phone in like so long." So like all the pictures that I had on my phone that I was going to draw just showed up on my phone. I was like, "Damn, I even forgot that I was planning on doing this shit." And a part of me was like, "Maybe I should kind of just do the drawing to see like how would it turned out." But then I understand that, you know, it takes a lot of time.
yeah.
But yeah, I think that's the thing I can think of. I don't think I've done, but I was already with her, so I wasn't really trying to impress her. I don't think, right?
Fair enough.
Whole thing. You gotta keep trying to impress your partner. So.
That is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wise man, you know, he's the guy in the relationship. We single out here.
Yeah, you know, youngest man in the room, biggest brain in the world.
We should be taking notes. Miracle, have you thought of your...
I still can't remember a shit.
Damn.
I'm going to move on to a different question, actually. Is any of you going to ever get, like, a motorcycle license?
No.
Was it really far out of left field?
Quite the turn,
bro. Yo, we're talking. The other thing that was on my mind was a motorcycle for some reason. I just saw Miley spinning the fidget spinner, and I was just thinking a bike, like moving.
A motorcycle license.
I mean, I am planning on getting a motorcycle like later on in life, you know?
And like midlife crisis kind of thing?
No, really. I've driven a motorcycle. I think I said the story on the podcast before. Like my uncle actually taught me how to drive when I was like little young. So
that's not the same thing, bro.
I want to get one, then actually drive it for myself.
Okay.
So you know, if to drive a motorcycle, you need a license. So of course I'll get a license. Wait a minute. What about you, Miracle?
I'm really reckless at the wheels, so like I might get one, but it'd probably be at a stage where I'm like impulsively get it. You know, like how I got my Xbox. I just like woke up one day, I was like, fuck it, I'm getting an Xbox today. That's how I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna be like, fuck it, I'm gonna get lessons and then just get my motorcycle license. Because if I just wanna do it normally, I'm gonna consider pros and cons. Like, I wanna be frank with myself, I'm not the greatest driver. I sometimes just zone out when I'm driving too. It's like, mm-hmm. like it would be a bit difficult to zone out when you're riding on a motorcycle. So it's a bit scary. So like I might never know.
Boyd, I give you a look. Like, are you ever thinking of getting one, or that's didn't even come through?
No, sir. I have three reasons. I made the pros and cons list, and if I have to, I'll get it tattooed on me so I don't ever forget it. But one, you so exposed out there. Like, even if I hit like a speed bump wrong, like I'm going over, right? Like, it's wraps. And then two,
you can actually maneuver around.
No, that's it, bro.
Why?
You just got like a helmet between yourself and the road.
I think if you get those the three wheel motorcycle, there may be a maybe.
Like I would buy like what are those like the spiders, like the convertibles. It's almost like a beach buggy or something.
Oh,
that. Yeah,
those are dope.
Like I would drive one of those. But another thing is that motorcycles got to be like one of the least fuel efficient vehicles on the planet,
bro. At this point you're driving it for fun.
Yeah, you're driving it for the experience. I mean if I do something for the experience, you know, like go like to the fair, like
you're lucky you didn't say skydiving.
I was gonna say I know you're gonna catch me if I say skydiving. That's why I did not say it.
Going to the fair,
like go to like the fair, like the X or whatever, any of this shit, like an exhibition, like, you know,
but like
things to do for the experience, like, you know, run a 400, you know.
But like for that, like I could just rent it. Like I'm not.
Experience.
Yeah. Well, the 400 you probably do for the experience.
Bro, it's an experience. It's not a race. It's an experience, bro.
Nah, Miracle, like, only you. Well, I'm sure Bessa will back me up on this.
That was
never.
Definitely an experience. That's like it's an experience that you may never want to do again. It's an experience all the same. Is what I'm saying.
Now, there's some experience you already know how it's gonna end. There's no point to even trying it.
That's not true. That's not.
Me running a 400, I know how that's gonna end. I'll stop at 300.
Just the rest. Like, period, stop. Like,
just walk the rest. Bro, I saw Bestin run the 300, and I know for sure I'll probably be in the same shoes as him.
If you ask Bestin would probably say that was an experience. That, he wouldn't trade for
Guess what? He wouldn't do a 400. He wouldn't. Okay. You know, when 300 indoor, it's like, you know, you're thinking, oh, I can run a 200. You know, it's just an extra 100. But 400, you're thinking, I'm doing two laps.
It's mentally, yes, I get that feeling. Outdoor is a bit different, but outdoor feels
so long.
No,
it looks easy. I mean, easier outdoor, because I almost did it in eighth grade. I didn't do it because...
Eighth grade?
Yeah, for track.
That far away?
300. Because everyone was slow. We were jogging half of it, so I knew I would do good in it, but I ended up deciding not to do it because I hate running more than 100 or 200. So...
But yeah, that's distance after that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to train, you know, you got to be starting to do like repeat fours and stuff. So, not me.
Definitely.
You soon, actually.
Maddie likes laughing at this like it's funny or something. Like,
bro, it's an experience. Like, that's all.
It's an experience. No, I went to a G-Force story, and then I saw like the race that she was running, and I was like, I didn't know she does all of this. You know, like I used to see her practice just doing that hurdles, and then I don't remember which one G posted, like 800 or something, like you PBing, and I was like, huh? She runs that 800 too.
Nah, Maddie's.
But what kind of events do you guys do in what was it? Multi pent? Yeah.
Is it a pent?
Oh, that. Oh, long jump, shot put 200, long jump, javelin 800.
Damn, I think you need to say that one more time for the people.
All I heard was javelin and 800.
Okay. Hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
High jump.
Mm-hmm.
Shot put. Long jump. Oh, 200. Then long jump, then javelin, then the 8.
Wow.
Good time.
Imagine. Is that what you're planning on doing, Ethan?
What? Yes, I have
pole vault. You have 10?
And something else, right? Or I don't know.
Yeah, and he has a 400.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And off day one.
So I want to know, like, how did you get to this stage? What happened? Did you just wake up and decide, yeah, this is what I want to do now?
Well, you know, like, what's that thing that Lil Mosey said, like, freshman of the year, I woke up like, no, I'm kidding. But, like, I mean, yeah, like, it's always something that I've been, you know, interested in doing. Like, I think the first, like, even in orientation, like, I think who's the guy, like, the assistant athletic director, I know him from like way back, he like walked up to me and he's like, you know what, like, I seen you do a lot of different stuff, you should try multi. And I was like, you know what, that 400 is really scary, so I think I'll think about it.
Actually, facts. Because Wayne had told me to do multi for 5 years, and I was like, nah, I'm cool, I'm not trying to run an eight. And then eventually I came around. I showed up in September, and I went up to Atlanta, and I was like, I decided I'm going to change events and do a pent. And she was like, oh, okay. And it worked out, so here I am.
Do you ever get to a stage where, like, you... Before you didn't want to run the 800. Do you get to a stage where you actually enjoy running 800 now, or are you still kind of
Only for the first time recently. Before, it was always before the 8, I almost would cry. Like, I was so stressed out. It'd be a week out and I'd be like, I have to do a pen, I have to run the 8, and I'd be that stressed. But then, yeah, lately it's been good. It might be one of my favorite events now.
Damn. You know, I'm trying to capture my journey, because I've been trying to, like, do a 30-day run. You know, and then I was thinking the test is going to be something along the line, how I fell in love with running, right? But, yo, two weeks ago, I did a 2-day trial. And right immediately after I was done, I was like, yeah, I don't know how these people be walking around. Like, I love running because it's painful. And after doing the second day, I don't think it's going to get easier. I think the easy part is just your mind is like, well, he's going to do it anyway. So might as well cooperate, because the first day, my mind was like, because I then I woke up at 4 a.m. and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go run. Just like that. My mind was like, what are you doing? We're supposed to be sleeping, you know? What are you doing out? And then the second day, because I planned for it, my mind was like, okay, he's gonna do it. But my body, like, physically, I was tired. It was so painful. So when I see people, I'm like, do you even, her, she said she got to a point where she's enjoying it now. So there's a little bit of hope for me. So
yeah, she's been doing it for like 5 years though, bro.
Hey, I can run for 5 years too. Who knows?
Sorry, 2 or 3.
It's gonna be a little documentary. Yeah, 2 days. No, it was a 2-day trial. 2-day trial. I'll do 30 and see how I feel at the end.
Well, the thing is, like, road running is like a completely different vibe. Like,
totally.
I used to, like, especially first year, almost whenever it's raining, like, I'll go ahead and do, like, a road run.
When it's raining, what's wrong?
Yeah, well, it's like, honestly, it just feels really cool. Like I'll put on, like, a hoodie and
Miracle,
just, like,
you used to play
soaked,
soccer in the rain. That was the
no,
most...
I didn't.
I don't know what you're doing, child. Oh, that's your business, bro.
This
soccer and rain?
Story. I don't like rain, bro. Rain is bullshit.
Mm-hmm. So you used to run in the rain?
Yeah, but you'll just, like, go out and run in the rain, and, like, you don't, like, get cold. Or, sorry, you don't get cold. You don't get hot. You don't start overheating or nothing, and the air is nice and, like, like, humid, I guess, would be the right word. It
smells well.
It just feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and, like, I could do, like, 2K like that easy. Like, I could do, like, an easy 2K. I don't know if it's a fast 2K, but, like, I could do 2K without stopping easy.
Mm-hmm.
At the track, like, I'll do, like, 600 meters, and it's just, like, no.
Facts.
Yeah.
Like running outside on the street feels way easier than around the track.
Exactly. So Paul, you're not even trying yet. That's what they're letting you know. They're letting you know you're not even started yet.
Well, I'm going to disagree with this because when I was running a track, I mean, it was the warm up, but it was, it was easy. Unless during pandemic where we had to actually run like a 50% for the warm up or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a slight sprint. Like it was still simple.
Oh, like the 400 meter?
Yeah. Those ones.
I started running that.
That's what it chilled
at first. It was like 110 and then it changed to like 103 and then I was like, oh, let's go 101. Like, this is not a 50% warm-up lap, but okay.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, 101, bro, that's what I run.
That's what
I was
running
when I was trying. But I was not going 50% at that point. I was trying, like, really.
No, G will hit you with numbers out of nowhere, I swear. But like when I do it, I track for, I don't know, maybe it's just my mind is, I for track it was like simpler than when I was running on the street, because what I'm also doing, I'm also running with that music, so it's just like me and my mind, and then just kind of tell my mind to shut up. It's like, yo, we plan to run, so we're gonna do it like this, and you know you're just fighting yourself. So
how I used to do it when I was younger was I used to have a beat of a song in my head and I run with that beat. Ooh. I don't know if it makes sense, but like I have a song maybe going like a doom doom doom, and that's how my steps move that doom doom. And when I break it, every once in a while, I try to fall back into that step. But for me, that was how I got through cross country in like grade 9 and 10 and 11. No, wait, 9, 10, 12, something like that. But yeah, I never liked it. But like when I had that beat in my head and I'd just be running all by myself, because, you know, I would never end in front of the line. I was usually in the middle / back. So like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
But that just sounds lousy. You have to keep out that beat. Because when I'm running,
don't have to actually see
my
that.
First 200 meter, you know, I'm like, I don't know how the like five point something pace. Yeah. And then after that, it's like I drop to a 3 because I'm barely walking. It's like, you don't want to walk, but you know, you have to move. So me doing the beat, that's a whole other level. I think for that next
fitness,
year.
Maybe.
Next year. Yeah. So Maddie, have you ever done any other sports beside track?
I did gymnastics and dance growing up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, what age did you start doing that?
I did gymnastics, maybe like from the time I was 3 to grade 7, and then I danced for 18 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to teach me I'm trying to learn how to dance. I recently posted something on my story. The people must.
I'm just gonna lay. No. Let me explain it for you. So
I did like ballet and stuff. Yeah, I'm not much of a
I don't know if you can teach him this kind of dance.
As you can see by my dance attempt in that video.
We're not gonna talk about that video. She tried to jump on someone's head and she landed on that one is gonna make it into the fields of the year for sure. but I was gonna, let me explain Paul's video. So Paul was feeling himself on Sunday evening.
Hey, who said I was feeling myself?
You have to be feeling yourself.
How are you exposing my video?
For you to have the confidence.
How are you explaining my video? I should be the one explaining.
No, I got you, because you're not gonna explain it with intention. I'm going to explain it with you.
All right,
I was very free that Sunday evening, so okay. I had enough time. So it was like 8 p.m. Paul was like, oh yeah, I'm feeling myself, so let me just, you know, take a video of myself dancing. And how, you know, reasonable people would take a video of themselves, look at it really well, and then keep it. but that's not Paul. You know, Paul will look at it and think, oh wow, this is progress, maybe I should show people and ask them to rate it for me. So Paul posted on a story feeling himself, not even like a private story, no, a main story. He's got lots of followers, and he posted there, and it's like, oh yeah, guys, rate my dance move, my leg walk. It's called leg work. So he posted, and like I see it like 10 minutes later. I text him, I'm like, Paul, 4 out of 10. Don't do this again. You know, stick to the things you're good at. Stick to speaking and shit, like running. You know, stick to the things you're good at. Leave that alone for now until you get your rhythm right and like you can actually start, like, you know. What I told him was like, he's not fluid enough. He's not. 5 minutes later, Paul sends me a crying emoji. I'm like, well, what happened? So he goes on the story. Next, I'm like, I didn't expect you all to come for me like that. Like, I'm guessing that the way I blasted him was probably even nicer than what other people gave to him. So Paul, let us know.
Bro, my Congolese people, they wanted to, you know how Congolese are, bro. Like, you gotta know how to dance. Like, they almost destroyed me. They're like, we're gonna revoke your card.
So they were going to change his his nationality back to Canadian and just leave him pure Canadian.
No more Congolese, cause no more going back home and stuff. But like the funny thing is, most of the people that were actually roasting me, they don't even know how to dance. It was just, I mean, I wasn't hurt. It was very entertaining to actually see the thing that people were saying. I did post on my story expecting that, but like some people were just crossing the line. I'm like, really? You didn't have to say all that.
What I messaged him was, Paul, you asked for this. You literally set yourself up. It was literally like,
bro, now I want to see the video.
Bite it on my face. I mean, Maddie, if you see the video, you might not judge him as much as we will, because like we know how the actual video should look.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, that's fair.
Yeah, exactly. You have to show your comparison to what
hey, I'm like. I'm trying to get some compliments here.
Exactly. Jealousy falls.
Yeah, like I don't know. The video.
Oh, I had one that had music. Maybe you saw my story. Let me see if I can pull that out.
I just don't know what you're attempting to do.
Yeah, like I can't.
It looks like flossing, but not.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can find that guy with the that was trying to copy his moves. He's the guy that was teaching me. So those are the steps.
That looks cool.
You hear the difference. That looks cool versus it looks like you're flossing.
What is this one?
This is how the actual dance is supposed to look like. Well, a bit faster.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. But yeah. he's
now go back to yours.
Now go back and show me what yours look like. And no, you see why I gave him a 4 out of 10.
Hold on, where's mine?
Look at what he looked like.
Oh man.
You see the difference.
Just a bit.
You see, if I can put it in like track terms, right now it's like I'm learning how to do the dribbles. You know? Like you guys y'all can do that like in your sleeps, right? For me, like dancing is not my thing, and I know that for sure. Mm. So it's like learning this move is like my mind is thinking what I'm supposed to do instead of my body doing it.
Right.
So obviously I need a lot of repetition. I just wanted to, because in my head, I thought I was at a 6, right? So that's why I posted it, just to see why am I, but the people definitely let me know. I was not even close to the 6.
He's been brought back down to earth. And it's nice to get a reality check every once in a while. I feel like everyone deserves one of those. That's good for you. To my next question. I saw this video that I sent to the guys. But I was going to ask, I had a question from that. Do you ever think a relationship is worth $1 billion? No, I'm gonna.
Me
I'm gonna,
or I'm gonna, Ethan?
Both of you. I'm both the guests. I'm asking the question. Yes. But I'm gonna reference it to. Now, I know this makes no sense. This is not, obviously, no one can ever promise to do this. And this is just an outlier. But it's a funny, just think of it. Just humor me on this one. But someone says, you know, if you punch your girl or your guy, your significant other in the face for $1 billion, like, would you do it? Something like that.
Not unless I had planned it out with him previously. I would not just punch him in the face.
I mean, you'll give them a heads up. You're like, hey, this is for like $1 billion.
Yeah, and then
this
I'd split it. So it's like, hey, we're both in on it.
Like, I'd agree with Maddie, but like, I don't know. I think I'm a more convincing speaker, so I think I could get away with doing it first, and then I could like get back into like good graces afterwards. I feel like $500 million is a pretty good way to, you know, like.
Bro, if you start a million, what are you talking about? $500 million.
I thought he said $1 billion with a B.
Yeah.
So $500 million is half of $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like $500 million. Oh,
I thought you said you could, even if it's $500 million.
No. Like that would be the half that I would give. So bro, it'd be like
for $1 million. What about $1 million?
I feel like a million is still good.
You wouldn't have the balls to do it.
To just punch
somebody
in the
balls,
face?
You just need your fist.
Well, yeah, but actually doing it, it's like, you know, if you're bungee jumping, like actually jumping off, it's like, ah.
That's light work.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what?
I would say bungee jumping is light work, but, you know, for the people that I'm not.
But I do understand you can talk until you're like
actually
about to jump. Yeah, it's a different story. If you start thinking it over,
face with a face
it's a problem.
You, you
so
know?
That way, if your man shows up, just slap him. Don't even think about it. Just boom, just go for it.
Like,
and then like Ethan said, you explain after.
Now that she says it, like,
I mean, you're
I have trouble punching people that I like don't like. So I feel like if I saw someone her, like, if I, even if I, like, saw, like, my sister, like, I don't even know if I could, like, hit my sister in the face for, like, any sum of money.
I feel like I did when I was a child.
Miracle. We're talking to nice people we're here. We grew up getting ass whooping, so that was not like,
we've got a lot of pent-up rage, so I channel it in for once and for all, and, you know, get it out so I never have to do it again, and then we'll go... do whatever she or he wants to do forever, you know?
Like, slapping people is a sport now, bro. I've been seeing it on, like, social media, you know, guys going, like, full on, guys and girls will slap each other, and I'm like, but I don't understand.
Get into one of those?
Oh, like the slap contest?
Yeah.
No.
Bro, I don't even think there's any, like, there's no weight class in that
400 shit. 400 pounds, and they got, like, a hand the size of, like, a bro, rack of ribs.
You know those African games where we used to play, like, if you lose, you get your hand slapped?
That thing used to hurt.
Bro, one of my friends, his hands is, like, three times the size of mine, right? This guy slapped me, and he covered my whole hand, bro. I feel like I was bleeding through my nails after the slap, and I had to get, like, 7 of those. Now, imagine that on your face.
It's like, just like getting hit in the head, like, undefended is never a good idea.
Concussion. That's a concussion. Yeah. That's straight up, like, your brain is bouncing off your skull.
And you right think away. When people, with us, like, learning all this new shit, especially when the movie Concussion came out, like, people will be a lot more careful. Everybody's more, even more reckless now.
Yeah. Well, like, I remember when it first blew up, like, who's the first guy? Like, it sounded like a gunshot when he would hit, like, these, like, little teenagers. Yeah. Like, just show up.
Was it that big Russian guy?
Yeah. Like, that big Russian guy. And it'd be like a gunshot. And then they're like, they go, like, flying back 15 feet.
Yeah, people literally have to hold them back so they don't really get hurt. Like, more hurt because they're definitely lost a few things.
Exactly.
So, and then when they go back to slap him, it's just a measly, meagerly, like, tap on the face. He's standing there taking it, puts on chalk, and just whacks them in the face.
I hope the price is very high, bro.
It's gotta be, right?
No.
It's probably like 1K or 2K or something. Yeah, like, boxer, like, don't even make that much, you know, like, for a professional fighter. I mean, unless you're, like, really big and you can sell out the venue, you know. They typically will make, like, up to 1 or 2K, you know.
But no.
1K for a fight that your life is in danger for. That's ridiculous.
Final verdict. I'm not hitting no one for money, and I'm not getting hit for no money. I'll just get a job, to be honest with you. Play the lottery.
Yes, while your brain is still
working, use it.
Yeah. buy an NFT. I don't know.
I need to understand the craze behind NFTs.
I don't because know what that is.
I forgot.
You don't know what an
Bro, we start speaking.
Let me not. I don't want to be an NFT, bro. I don't want to be known as an NFT, bro.
We start speaking sometimes, and then I just remember that Mighty's here. I'm just like, she just comes up with one liners that just don't make sense to me. I'm like, what? You don't know the price of gas. You don't want NFT. It's been going crazy all over the world. Like, it's.
But, like, you can't. I know of it, but I don't really. I haven't really looked into it to, like, know what the hell is going on.
See, it's just like. It's just pictures that people put online and people try to copyright. Is it copyrighted or claim it to be theirs? They purchase online pictures.
That sounds pointless.
Very pointless.
To me, it makes no sense, you know, but some
people are buying.
They feel like, I think it's for the rich to just show why they're rich, you know, like, to rub it in our faces. It's got to be the reason, because, like, any regular, like, average Joe on the street that lives at, you know, at Corydon is not going to spend, like, 2 million or even 100K on a picture that does not award them really much of anything, really. I've heard that there's some NFTs that can get people, like, into, like, some, like, high class, like, you know, like, restaurant or something, like, can get into a place where it's, like, just for members only kind of thing. But when you get there, is the food free? That's the only question I'm going to ask. Because if I get it, I still have to buy food. Why did I spend 100K on the NFT?
Well, that's the ticket, bro. So you bought the ticket.
So it's the most expensive ticket in the world. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see, like, my favorite artist or anything. I'm going to see food that anyone can make at home.
Yeah.
Bro, I saw this video. This guy, apparently they're eating the most expensive food ever. And I was looking at their plates, bro. Like, if you can, I can think of, like, one of those, like, little chocolate bar. and they put like a vegetable inside. It wasn't chocolates, but that's how big the serving was. And they paid like, I don't remember exactly how much money they were paying, but it was a lot. So basically the whole thing is we're making the food look pretty. But it was you're walking there hungry, leave out hungry with empty pockets. Like imagine.
Well, there's probably not to the same standard as what you're talking about, but like if you go to like a fancy restaurant that's like not a steakhouse, like if you go to like any of those Asian fusion places that they have in Winnipeg, the serving is like it's not big.
Mm-hmm.
Like but
the Asian places I've been to, they have massive servings.
Well, but they're not like fancy, like the high class ones. Yeah. Like if you see the ones that they get in like the 4 or 5 stars.
Oh, this is why you go to family ones.
Yeah. So like those servings are gonna be like really small, but then like the meaning behind it is that it's supposed to be an artistic representation of the chef's inner vision of what food should be.
But you're gonna eat it.
I know, right? So like why wouldn't I just get something that's like actually gonna fill me up? Like I remember like what was it? I had to order like 5 plates of food or something just to get full.
Where?
And, like because I like the restaurant. It's good food there. It's good food there. I enjoyed myself, but
I'm only gonna say that chef had better like follow me home and like prepare the food for me.
Follow you home. You can invite him over.
Oh, sorry. No. I pay for it.
Damn.
Shit. That sounds wrong.
You're dinging yourself a hole here.
The chef had better. Hey, just let it. Allow it. The chef had better follow me home and make me food for a long time because I have to eat my money's worth. I'm going to be eating like at least 4 or 5 meals. I'm spending so much money, is all I'm going to say.
I gotta know what are one of the cool like restaurant how y'all been to like low key, you know, cool restaurant, because I'm trying to discover Winnipeg, you know.
There's like if you're just looking for something based on the experience, like I don't know what it's called and I don't know if you're ever gonna be able to find the address to this place, but there's like if you go to like Confusion Corner, right, there's like the building on like the north east side, right, and then if you go into the back of there, there's like this restaurant that's hidden downstairs there, and there's like no sign or nothing for it either, and so like the ambiance is sick. Food was like I'd give it like a 6.
Mm-hmm. So wait, you went to a restaurant for food and then you enjoy the ambiance is what you're telling me?
But no, like it's like going on an adventure. It's mm-hmm. like you pull up to like this random parking lot, mm-hmm. and then you go through the door. And then there's no indication. Like, it's just like a regular stairwell that you'd see in like any basic apartment building.
That sounds like the beginning of a true crime story. Like,
well, no, but it's not.
You walk into a sketchy place, you look down, you go in there, the lights go off, and now you're gone. Like, you're on the news.
You take a bite, you wake up 3 days after.
That sounds about right.
I'm gonna find it here.
There's no signs, nothing.
Because any low-key good restaurant place I've been like kind of low-key in Winnipeg I've been recommended, you get there, you start hearing story about like people getting shot there. You know where we went, that I don't want to say the name, but we recently went there with the you know when we're doing the monthly thing, it was Besson's month. Mm-hmm. Bro, as soon as we
like
left,
the one, play pool at?
The one on Portage, when we were, they had hookah.
Oh yeah.
And all that. Yeah, I talked to my friend a few weeks after that. I was like, bro, legit, the next day when we went there, two gangs pulled out, they almost start shooting each other, and I was like,
what the fuck,
bro,
we dodged a bullet.
Exactly, man.
And we're not going downtown again.
Yeah. And then more at the restaurant that I get recommended to, same thing, and I'm like, damn, what's going on here? So that one is very sketchy, but I'm still gonna
trust me, look it up. It's called Susal. Like Susal.
It's
yeah,
on,
you know that?
It's on the, I have a list of like places I wanna go. It's that I remember that. Yeah. I remember that name. So it doesn't have a sign?
There's no sign. Like I remember I got taken there, I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, where
you got taken there? That sounds wrong too, bro. Sounds like you got taken, you just woke up and you went there. Like, how did I get here? It's like,
I got driven there. So it was like it was the door, and then we went down into the spot, and I was like, where the hell are we going? And it's just it's like
dead ass called underground.
Yeah, it's just this regular door too. There's no sign or nothing.
Regular door.
Well, yeah, it's not like a glass door. It's not like an ornate door or nothing. You just like open the door.
What kind of handle does it have?
Yeah, it's just like imagine like what. Like, you know the door to, like, the team room, right? Like, there's no, like, lock on it. It just had, like,
a metal door?
Yeah, like a circle knob. Okay. So it's like a regular door you'd see in, like, a commercial building. And you open it up, and it, like, opens back, and you've got, like, this whole, like, speakeasy sort of vibe going on here. So it was pretty nice.
Like, the people there, they look okay. They're not crazy.
Like, it's just regular, like, River Heights people. Like, you'll be fine. I was actually going to mention, because you say that there's, like, there's like a ton of spots on Corden that you can't go. Bro. Like, there's a ton you just don't go there.
I heard about there's the bar on Corden.
Yeah, Bar I.
Oh, bar, I was there last night. Oh,
nah, bro. You went there?
Absolutely fun place to be at. Absolutely fun place to be at.
No, there's like that whole block.
Like
there
in the day, it's a great place to be. You can get like coffee and shit.
Bar I?
No.
Yeah.
Where is Bar I? Is he one of those ones like it's like outside? And
yeah, it's Bar Italia. Damn. It's on.
There's a lot of beautiful women that be going there. So. I can understand where he went, guys. Well, because
walking back and forth. Yeah, like Corydon is a good place to walk at night. Just like, okay. Sorry, I say good. It's a good place to walk at night if you want to get shots. But like, it's a good place to walk around, like to see people, like see, no. like find people and shit. Just walking around, people are just having fun on the
at night.
Like, bro. I mean, no, because like I like not to diss on Corden, like the like Little Italy and like most of the restaurants on there are super nice. Like, I just think that like Osborne is like better, and like Osborne is like right around the corner there,
bro,
too.
Osborne is more unsafe.
Yeah. Osborne has upstairs. I think that's why he picked it.
upstairs don't exist no more, bro. What are you talking about?
It's not
about?
A thing
it's
anymore.
Downstairs,
no.
Downstairs. Yeah. What about Ovi?
Is Ovi dead too? What's going on? I haven't touched the club.
I think Ovi's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah. It's still damn.
She would know.
People still.
I don't usually hit up that place, but
like, well, where do you usually hit up then?
I don't go out very often anymore. I ended up at the PAL last night. Yeah. I hadn't been there since I was 17, but I would have to say it was a good experience. It was fun. Good music.
This episode has been a lot about experience. Yeah, good music. Did you even hear the music at all? Do you remember anything I played? Sounds to me like you hit your head pretty hard when you fell.
Yeah, I don't know. It was fun, I think.
All right. Paul, did you have any more questions we could ask?
Me with more questions? I think we've asked enough questions.
Yeah, I know. You know what? If either of you can find a question that's actually related to the conversation and not completely out of left field.
What conversation? Okay.
Yeah, like that's each of questions has been like.
No, I got to ask anyone that's been at the, what's that club? Cowboys. Anyone here has been at Cowboys?
I have in my lifetime before. I've never. Don't know how I feel about it.
Okay, that's all I had to know.
Do they play like good song? Like,
I just don't like country music.
It's called like, Cowboy, my guy.
I don't know the song.
I like pop throwbacks, like stuff that I know the words to. That's where I thrive after a few beverages. Not that I have a nice singing voice, as you can tell by my talking voice.
Imagine hearing that voice sing.
Yeah, just imagine. I feel like you don't want to. One time I tried to take a video of myself singing. I was like, oh, I'm curious to see if I could do it. And I took a serious video recording myself driving. Oh, never again.
Yeah. I wish I was in a car with you.
I can't hit the high notes.
That must have been fun to just watch.
Or any notes.
Yeah.
All right, movies versus shows. Which one do you prefer?
Movies?
Okay, boy, then leave me alone. My left, far left questions. What's your all-time favorite movie?
What's my all-time favorite movie? How many can I pick?
Okay, because I'm going to pick like two, so I'll let you pick two.
You on, yeah, the top two?
Now you can now I have you the top see me three? One, now you see me two.
I have to think.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now You See Me 1 and Now You See Me 2.
Yeah.
Isn't that horror movies?
No, no, no. There's
is that a movie?
With the magicians, you know, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes, and a bunch of them.
Okay. That's an interesting choice. You watch a lot of movies?
Not a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that now.
I try to, but I have this issue where I can't stay on one thing for too long. Mm. So, like, I start watching a movie and I didn't just, like, ditch it for, like, a year and I come back to it later.
Huh?
Just, like,
you start watching a movie and you ditch it. A movie is an hour and, like, 30 minutes, bro.
And that shows might even be worse. I have, like, 20 shows I've just not finished since, like, 2015, so... It's just kind of ongoing kind of thing. Sometimes I just look at them, just like I give up and just delete it. So I stop watching. That's how Netflix goes for me, kind of.
Watch Abbott's Elementary. It's fire.
That sounds like I'm no.
Is that a show?
Yeah, they just added it to Disney Plus.
Abbott's Elementary. What's that about?
It's about like teachers who teach kids who are wild, and they're so funny. I don't know. Like I was screaming when I was watching it, laughing.
Nice one, Maddie.
Happy
Thanks.
Bell, man.
Was that one of your top two?
Oh, okay. My top show might be 90210. And then I also like Gossip Girl.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Boy, let go. You're next, Paul.
Like, my number one movie's gotta be Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, I have five number one movies.
Because, like, yeah, it's just like... Like, I remember going to see that in the theater, and, like, the both of the guys that I went with were high. like they lit up before we went into the theater. Mm-hmm. And so I can't imagine what that movie must have been like, because I almost felt like I was having, like, a on-drugs experience watching the movie. Like, it was just, like, it was so good. It was that good. And it's based off of one of my favorite books of all time too. So there's a lot of good things that I have to say about that movie.
When did it come out?
Like
how long ago?
2018 it must have been, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not that long. I thought it was it sounded like an old movie. I was thinking like Maze Runner kind of thing.
No, Blade Runner. Yeah. It's a reboot of like there's the old Blade Runner, I think, came out in the '80s. Hmm. And number two, like back in the day, I really liked The Usual Suspects. I don't know if anyone's ever seen that, but yeah, that's a bit like, that's like almost a completely different movie. It's like sort of like a crime mystery movie. But yeah, I really like twist at the end of that movie. That's one of my favorite movies too.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What about you, Paul?
Damn, I thought you were gonna skip me. I don't really watch a lot of movie, I ain't gonna lie, but growing up, I grew up watching Jackie Chan. Mm. So like, if I have to pick top, I think it would be a lot more about like memories, you know, that I share with the movie. I love Rush Hour. Mm. It's hella funny, it's hilarious. So I probably put it up there. And Rush Hour, all the Rush Hours.
Don't worry about it.
I've never seen that.
That's why. That's the thing. You don't need to see it. Now you see it. When you see it. Winter versus summer. That's a good question to ask you.
Oh.
So let me be. The quick fire question is that I just want to get.
Okay,
That's a hard decision.
Yeah.
It's a hard decision.
Yeah, there's things I like about both.
Jeez. Winter.
You pick winter?
You're ridiculous. I pick summer, but... Summer gets really hot, but I'd rather have it than winter. Anytime.
Why winter for you?
I'm a big winter guy. I like...
this guy likes cuddling, that's why.
Whoa.
Yeah, sounds like
you're not wrong, but
sounds
like...
Sounds about right. Sounds
no,
like...
No, I like going outside, to be honest. Like
in winter?
Yeah.
You, what?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
there's like a nice sort of like... I don't know.
You wake up, it's sunny, -30, and you're like, oh, let me go outside.
Like, not, like, the first thing in the morning. Like, I gotta have breakfast first. But, like, at the same time, like, if I've got hours during the day, I'll probably go, like, skating or something. Or I'll, I don't know. I used to, this might sound a little bit more crazy, but I used to, like, just, like, put on a sweater, right, and jump rope outside. So, but then, like, some days it'll be, like, too cold. And the reason why I stopped initially was because I broke too many ropes.
Damn.
Because like the either the plastic or the metal will get too cold and then it'll start to fray and it'll snap the whole rope.
Have they ever like hit you on the leg or something?
Yeah.
Damn.
But I wear my winter boots, so it doesn't really feel like
anything. Why you were doing that? Were you trying to get your feels out uncomfortable or challenge your mind? What was the purpose?
Well, I like to jump rope, to be honest. Like, yeah,
I know the purpose.
But why didn't you do it in the house?
Because there's no room in the house.
Oh,
okay. I know
the purpose. And I'm too, like, the reason why I'm jumping rope outside is because I'm too cheap for a gym membership anyway.
No, that's not the purpose.
He's just, what's the purpose?
He's just a psycho. Something's just wrong with him. Like, fundamentally, like, there's no other reason. Like, we go past you right now. We don't even want to hear
it. But this is what I mean. Like, I feel like.
Like you are crazy.
Cold air is tougher to breathe.
Exactly.
But like, I'm a big fan of exercising in the cold. Yeah.
We'll take that. We'll take that. Mighty, what about you?
Let's just move on. Why I can't decide between summer and winter?
Yeah, I gotta know. I mean, if you can't decide, what are you? What's Mighty, your what favorites
if, what
between
if
both?
What if the fate of the world depended on choosing one? Like, who do you choose, Iguodala?
No.
Possibly winter, then. Because it's like, I'd always rather be too cold than too hot. Because I can always just, like, put a whole bunch of blankets on. The other thing about winter I like is Christmas.
Ooh, honestly, that's big points for winter. That's true.
And I like how it feels appropriate to just, like, lay in bed and do nothing.
Nothing. I mean,
like, in the summer, I feel like I have to be, like, going out, walking around, and doing stuff, so I do. But that's then in the winter, it's just like, oh, I can hibernate.
That's a feeling. I don't know how you feel like you have to do anything. You can do anything. You can do nothing all year round.
Oh, I don't like it though. I also like when it gets dark early. Mm. Big fan of that.
You see, those are convincing reasons.
Yeah, she's giving good points. Point is, I want to go outside and breathe cold air. I want to go outside and skate and fall on my face. I want to go outside and skip.
Fall. Who falls?
I do. That's why I'm saying that. I want to go outside and skip rope because I can't afford a gym. Stay in your house then. If you can't afford a gym, run on the spot in your room. Bro, there's so much shit you can do. Resistance training. Get a band. Put it around your neck. Exactly.
Different level push-ups, you know?
Different levels.
Elevated push-ups. Different level squats. Front leg, you know?
Bro, I can give you a gym workout. You can give yourself a gym workout. I can't give you a gym workout.
But like, just like, the reason, like part of the extra advantage of it is that anyone who hears that I do that shit, thinks I'm a monster, bro.
Well, that's because you're a monster, though. Something's wrong with you. You're not normal. Nobody thinks that. I don't think that.
Before the race, he tells the guys, yo, do you know I jump ropes in winter?
Yeah,
it's like, bro, what'd you do today?
Jumping ropes.
I woke up this morning, I had a quick breakfast, and I went outside to just breathe some cold air.
No, I
meditated and just sucking
I get
it
on
all
the
in.
Phone with the awesome. University of Saskatoon or Saskatchewan athletic director on Christmas Eve. You know what I'm doing right now? Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm doing right now?
You know what I'm doing right now? Breathing cold air.
You just hear, yeah. You know what I'm doing right now?
I don't think if you hear the shoes, I don't think that's where his mind will go.
I mean, it depends. It depends on how much snow it is. I don't think it's gonna have like a clapping sound. It would still be like it'll be like a whooshing sound.
I'm sure he will.
Well, like if it were this year, he'd be jumping with snow up to here.
Yeah,
where does the rope go?
But at that point, I'd just run in it.
Doesn't get better, right?
Do you swim in it too?
No, it's not water. I want to swim, I'd be a summer person if I wanted to swim. I actually don't like swimming. I hate swimming.
Damn.
You don't know how to swim or you hate swimming?
No, I know how to swim. Like, I don't know if I made it to level 10.
Oh my God.
Oh, there's levels.
Yes, there are levels. Damn. So you have the opportunity to be able to swim and you choose not.
Well, no, like I'm a good swimmer. But like the thing is to get level 10, you have to do like some like 12 lengths of the pool like without touching the bottom in like less than like 6 minutes or something, and I just never bothered. Like if you like you have to practice during the week and I'm like,
bro, you can literally swim. Oh, you don't understand the privilege you have right now.
Well, that's what I mean. Like it
Merkel, it's okay, go take classes, you have that privilege too.
Like I think
jealous. I can kind of swim, but you know what? If my life depended on it, I can swim. That's how I'd say it. Like,
yes.
Adrenaline kicks in, I swim for like half a day. Trust me. I've tried it before.
Once I
you've heard the story of me.
Was it four years ago? I worked at a camp. It wasn't 4 years ago, it was 3 years ago. I worked at a camp with kids. And we'd go kayaking, I think. Or was it canoeing? Or both. I think we did both. We had like, mind you, we had life jackets and stuff on. Like I'm working with like 8-9 year olds and stuff. So we get in there and like the kids are being like, they want to flip the pool. They want to flip the canoe. And I'm like, are you all insane? I mean, I'm in here with you. You want to flip it? No, let's just get back. One of the kids literally jumps off the canoe. The whole thing tumbles upside down. I think my life is over because we're like almost at the end on the other side. Have swum the whole length of the whole like of the
lake.
It was a lake. I think it was a lake. Yeah, it was a lake. I had to swim the whole like the whole length of the lake back. I could have just stayed in the water with my life jacket and just floated. But no, I thought I was gonna die if I stopped swimming. So I swam the whole thing, go back, ended practice for the day. I was like, I'm fucking tired. I'm done with you all. We're done for the day. Can't do this no more. It was tough. But like, if my life depended on it, I can definitely put in good work. Because it's a lot of stroke. It's a lot of movements in the water, and I don't like it. It's just scary.
Is that what you're doing? Okay.
I'm guessing. I was gonna say going out versus staying in, but I'm guessing yours is going outside to breathe air. So like,
asking you. Well, I mean like going out. What do you mean by going out? Okay, like going out to a party?
Okay, maybe going out with friends or like.
No, I'd like. It depends.
80-20.
I'd say like 60% of the time, I'd rather stay in and like read a book or something.
Kind of book do you read? Like,
are you a fiction guy reader? What am I reading right now? I'm reading Autobiography of Malcolm X. I just finished some essays by Plutarch, and I sound really pretentious right now.
That's cool. I'm reading, what was that book called?
What is this one?
Think and Grow Rich. I started it today. Yeah. So, you know, I just finished How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale. What's that guy? Dale Carnegie.
Carnegie, yeah.
And so it's a nice book. Okay. Miracle can't look at me like, I don't care.
What's happening? I thought we were talking about going out.
My guy's a reader, man. I'm trying to see what he reads about.
Miracle, do you read?
No.
Same. The last book I read, I think, was Diary of a Wimpy Kid in like grade 6.
That sounds about right. Oh,
actually, the whole series actually resells for a whole bunch now. So if you still got them around.
I do.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a business right there.
Exactly. Diary of a Wimpy Kid Monopoly. Diary of a Wimpy Kid reseller, bro.
I mean, I was going to say swimming versus running, but you were definitely running. Maddie running too. Oh, right?
Definitely running. Yeah. I have a pool, but like I never swim in it. I just stand. Boyd
just said he hates swimming. So. Mm.
No.
Like you have a pool, but you
don't. I just stand in the shallow end. I literally never swim in it.
But you can swim.
Well, yeah, I know how to swim.
Miracle, it's okay, bro.
Miracle, I could teach you in the summer.
Sure.
G-Force pool party.
I'm down. If I leave my house.
Someone's got drunk.
I was gonna ask like type, but like black.
Oh, me and Boyd have the same type?
Yep.
Like, I mean, no, but
I mean not the same.
I don't, Maddie, I don't think the same you would ever fight over the same person, bro.
Unless you wanted to switch body, because I don't think Boyd is willing to switch, right?
Willing to switch what?
Like, are you into guys? Like, wait, that's what my girls, that's my girl.
No, I'm good.
That's why I'm gonna switch. Maddie, I don't know.
I will stick with
okay. Okay, so Maddie's not gonna switch either. So like, so black girls, black guys.
Yeah.
What about you, Miracle? White girls?
Who?
You.
Well, not talking about me right now.
But the people gotta know too.
Who are the people? Who wants to know?
The people are listening.
Yeah, the potential bachelorettes.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of Rants and Pecans. It's been a minute already we've been talking for. Thank you so much, Boyda and Maddie, for joining us. Really appreciate you. Actually, Maddie's your first. How do I say it? No, I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
Like, Maddie's our first like white guest on our podcast, actually.
What about Jordan, bro?
Jordan's Algerian, bro.
Okay.
He did like, say it on the podcast, so I think I think Jordan said it.
Jordan's not white though.
He said he was Algerian on the podcast, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. Boyda, I don't really fully recognize you as white.
Okay.
Wait, what are you, Boyda?
I'm mixed.
He's mixed. He's actually
like what's your nationality?
African. I'm from okay. here.
What are you mixed with?
Yeah. Oh, with love and care.
There we go. Thank you. Peace.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pecans.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompecans@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompecans.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.